You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back to The First Day on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacey, along with our friend Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was so bummed that Turkey Fest got canceled.
I know.
I couldn't believe it.
But you know, here's the thing. This has been a big weekend for a lot of those holiday tradition events, and they're still going on. Like Christmas at the Zoo started last night, Jingle Rails at Idlejor, Jolly Days at the Children's Museum, and Owen Newfields with their winter lights. Some of that good stuff is back, and that's a kind of a sign of normalcy.
Have you been to the Christmas light show at the State Fairgrounds yet?
Oh, no! Oh, that's the drive-through, and that's been going on for a couple weeks. Is it awesome?
It is so good. We went through twice, just back to back. We just got back in
line. Oh my gosh, that
is
a good
one.
So
good, absolutely spectacular. And I think it's only like $30 a carload.
Yeah, that's
it. So it's totally worth it. And you know, it takes a while to go through, so you definitely get a really good value for your money. But it's something, you know, there's a lot of great local events still going on, and you know, all we've been talking about lately, for good reason, is local, local, local. And now more than ever, our local businesses need our support. And we have one of our Indiana Originals business owners on the line with us, David Glenn, owner of Coaster Stone, Four Quarts by Coaster Stone, and my partner in Indiana.Gifts. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, ladies. It's always fun chatting with you.
I'm sure you're staying really busy these days. How is everything going? How has this year been for you?
This has been the biggest roller coaster of my life, but you know, obviously,
good one.
Obviously, the same for everybody. Oh yeah, coaster. I like that. No pun intended. It's been very challenging. But thank you to our local community and customers. We've actually really ramped up for the season here, so we're excited. Excited to finish strong.
So for our listeners who don't know what Coaster Stone is, start there and tell us about your product.
All right. So Coaster Stone, that was, I guess, my original venture. Coaster Stone is actually, it's originally based here in Indiana. It's an absorbent stone coaster company, and we feature licensed artists from all over the country on our absorbent stone coasters. They make an excellent gift for, you know, hostess gifts or thank you gifts, gifts for yourself, decorations for the holidays, all that kind of fun stuff. And we do all the decorating and packaging here in Carmel, Indiana.
It's really a very personal gift, and I just think they're awesome. And I've received and given Coaster Stone coasters for a few years now. Explain how you got into this kind of business.
Well, I got in the business the last time the country had some economy issues, mm-hmm. but you know, the company went out of business during the last recession in 2008, and I brought it back to life. Started with 4 employees, and now, you know, happily excited, I think we have 38 full-time employees with us now, all, you know, all local people. So you know, we're not producing overseas. We're doing all the decorating here to keep Indiana people working.
Are you an artist by nature yourself, or how did you find this to be something you wanted to sell?
No, I'm not an artist, and I won't tell you what I think about a lot of the artwork.
What do you mean?
I leave all the decorating to my wife. That is her expertise. My background is really, sales and distribution. And then the manufacturing part was all new to me. And then we have very talented graphic designers and licensing director that source the artwork, as I said, from local artists. And you know, so we have Frank Lloyd Wright, Paul Brent, and then some other big names, as well as just, you know, local people trying to get their name out.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, with over 2,000 designs, we've got something for everybody. So, and everybody needs a coaster. Ask Mel. See her. have you seen her kitchen table for water rings?
I have not, Mel.
Oh, I have to get my dining room table refinished. I mean, I had so many accidents. Like, I finally went back in the warehouse and I just picked out a bunch of trivets and a bunch of coasters, and I took a picture and I just sent it to Dave and I said, "Bill me." I have to do something.
Facts. Yes, you know, kosher's are great. We have, you know, like she said, we have trivets, but I use it at home, like put plants under.
Me too.
And now with the holidays, like if you have, a pitcher or a bottle of wine that's, you know, maybe sweating a little bit because it's 60 degrees in November, same absorbency. So even my 2-year-old would hand you a coaster if you did not use one in my house. Brainwashed, yeah.
Training them well, for sure. Yes. But this year also brought you a new opportunity to expand Coaster Stone. Tell us about Four Quartz and the products you have there.
So, yeah, we go back to the pandemic going on. So we acquired a company and have named it Four Quartz. And what we're doing is journals, custom journals, composition books, baristas, coffee mugs, stainless steel mugs. Again, same features of like having licensed artwork from all these various artists, but just on another medium. So some really cool opportunity to give that special gift to somebody that's not generic per se. You know, something that's creative, something that kind of suits their style, their decor. So what we've done is we've created a lot of Indiana-themed items, for our local community. And, it's all eco-friendly. Sorry to cut you off there, Terry.
No, it's okay. How did you know I was going to talk? That's amazing.
I can hear it. You guys are professionals, that's why.
David Glenn is with us. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about thriving in this economy and what you see for the future. Do you have an actual storefront, or have you just been primarily online, David?
So we are all online. We do not have a storefront. We just have a warehouse, although we do offer free local pickup. We have a table in the vestibule for a safe contactless pickup. It's weird we have to say that now, but no, we are all online, but it's, you know, everything is made to order. So there is no quote stock issues.
Yeah.
But I would definitely order sooner than later as, we are, you know, high demand production, working long hours. You know, we close for Thanksgiving. But yeah, find that perfect gift. Find something local. Can I tout Indiana.gifts?
Yeah, I think you can.
I didn't get a copy of any kind of scripts or anything. So, so those that haven't heard, so Mel and I have formed a company called Indiana.gifts, and besides, yeah, obviously my own products on there that are Indiana gear, you know, related, it's all Indiana businesses. Produced in Indiana, sold by Indiana people, small businesses, that you can go on and find that perfect gift under one roof.
Well, I just want to remind people, order now, because there have been shipping delays across the country, but
yeah,
we will get the product out to you as soon as we can. And you can learn more about Coaster Stone and Indiana.gifts on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. Just search Indiana Originals.
David, it's good to have you with us again. I hope you'll come back. And happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thank you, too. Be safe.
Absolutely. Mel, to you as well. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know you've got a lot of a lot of vegetables and fruits that you've been saving from the harvest.
We sure do. Potatoes and carrots galore.
And a lot of chow-chow, I bet, huh? All right. Next time we actually get to see each other, Mel, we'll be at the Salvation Army Radiothon coming up December 11th and 12th. We've got the news for you next right here on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.